Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome to the next episode of How Good It Is, the show that typically takes a closer look at songs from the rock and roll era, and we check out some of the stories behind those songs and the artists who made them famous. My name is Claude Call, as it is every week when I'm in your ears. Anyway, to this week, I wanted to do something a little bit different. I was going to pick a story and tell it about, you know, a specific song, as I usually do. And this being Christmas week, I was going to choose a very specific Christmas song and tell the story behind that. And I got a different idea. I wanted to do something just a little bit different for you. So in this episode, which if you haven't noticed is a bigger download because it's a longer show, what we're going to do is we're going to look at eight different songs, which are Christmas songs, but which you don't typically hear on the radio at Christmas time anymore, which I find to be just a little bit of a shame. And so I wanted to take some time to focus on these eight songs just a little bit. So the first song that I wanted to look at was by an act called Tommy D and Carol Kay. Now in 1959, you might remember February of 1959, that was the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens. And Tommy D and Carol Kay put out a tribute record called The Three Stars. Well, later on, they released, this is also in 1959, the same year, they released this song called Merry Christmas, Mary, and that was pretty much the end of Tommy D and Carol Kay.
Merry Christmas, Mary. Hope you're not blue. Merry, Merry Christmas, Mary. And a happy new year too.
Oh, my darling, if you only knew. As the white snow is falling, my Christmas is blue. If you could only hear the words that I feel and speak, and I could see the wind with the roses in your lovely cheek. If you would just write or telephone, I could tell you, darling, that I am so alone.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hope you're not blue.
By myself, but I guess you're out this Christmas Eve with someone else. That silly quarrel, why did we fight? I long to hold and kiss you this Christmas Eve night. The phone is ringing now, I guess it's for Dad, so I'll go sit by the tree alone and sad.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Mary.
Jerry,
I love you true. Merry, Merry Christmas, darling, and a happy New Year's too.
That's Merry Christmas, Mary by Tommy D and Carol Kay from 1959. Now, you might remember an act, called the Toon Weavers, and they had a song called Happy, Happy Birthday Baby, and it was their only hit. Well, A couple of years later, artist Dodie Stevens, who is mostly known for the song Pink Shoelaces, she did a rehash of the song, which is it's basically the same song, except it takes a little bit of a turn more directly at the holiday. This is Merry Christmas, Baby.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Baby. Though you're with somebody new, thought I'd send a card to say, wish this joyous holiday would find me close to you. Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. And a happy new year too. 'Twas a Christmas Eve we met, a holiday I won't forget, for that's when we fell in love. I still remember the gift you gave so dear. This love Christmas, baby, and a happy new year too. I am hoping that you'll find a love as true as mine to last a lifetime.
There was Dodie Stevens' Merry Christmas, Baby. Let's jump up to 1982 and the Oak Ridge Boys. Now, they've done Christmas songs in Christmas albums. And in fact, this does come from a Christmas album of theirs from 1982. I just found this one just especially kind of, weird and special. And I thought we could have a little bit of fun with it. This is called Santa's Song. There's the Oak Ridge Boys from 1982 with Santa Song. Let's jump back to 1959, and some of you might remember an actor by the name of Ed Burns. And he was probably most famous for his starring role in the TV series 77 Sunset Strip. And that say in 1959, he put out a record with Connie Stevens, and it was called Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb, because Kooky was the name of his character, and Kooky was pretty obsessed with the way his hair looked. And that was a pretty big hit. And that same year, Ed Burns recorded this next song called Yulesville, which is just a jazzy little bit and tries to use a lot of slang terms and so forth. And it's a really short song. Have a listen. Yulesville by Ed Burns.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar. And with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool Yule, man. Later. Like Dick?
Ed Burns from 1959 with Yulesville. And I mentioned earlier that he was pretty much known best for 77 Sunset Strip. That show ran for a few years. It was in 1963 that Burns actually bought out his contract. He was tired of playing this hipster character. So he left the show before it actually finished out. He bought up the last 10 months of his contract and said, well, that's it for Sunset Strip. I want to establish myself as a movie star, which didn't really happen. He did a lot of television, but individual episodes of things like the Kraft Suspense Theory, the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, and Burke's Law. And he made a pilot for a TV series called Kissin' Cousins, which was based on the Elvis Presley film. But unfortunately, that didn't go to series. The problem was, you know, people still thought that all he could do was Kooky. So he did some spaghetti westerns in the late 60s, and he came back to the U.S. and again did TV, individual episodes, that kind of thing. And that was pretty much it. He moved on to other TV shows and finally retired from acting around 1999, and he died of natural causes in January of 2020 at the age of 87 years old. Let's move on now. This one's another kind of weird song. You remember Sheb Woolley and the Purple People Eater? Well, this is the same kind of thing where, like the Royal Guardsmen, they did that Snoopy and the Red Baron, and then they followed up with Snoopy's Christmas, and Sheb Woolley did the same thing here. Santa Claus meets the Purple People Eater.
Santa Claus was taking a ride, driving his reindeer through the sky. The sleigh trail winds along the Milky Way. But when all at once across the night came a burning streak of light, Sputnik heading straight his way. All of the reindeer shook with fear. What'll we do, oh Santa dear? That Sputnik is
bound to hit the sleigh. Then they heard a little voice so clear coming through the stratosphere.
Santa, I will save your sleigh.
Then they saw this little purple guy. He had one long horn and one big eye, and he was rocking down that Milky Way. Grabbed that Sputnik by the tail, swung it around and let it sail. It said,
"You stay away from Santa's sleigh."
Then the reindeer took him by the hand, shouted,
"Super Purple Man,
won't you come and ride on Santa's sleigh?"
Yeah.
There he sat by Santa's side. His little heart was full of pride. Said,
"I'll be Santa's helper Christmas Day."
As the sleigh goes through the night, hear his little voice so bright.
This will be a happy Christmas Day.
Yes, this will be.
I know this will be.
This will be a happy Christmas Day.
From the same year as the original Purple People Eater song, it's Santa Claus Meets the Purple People Eater by Sheb Woolley, 1958. I've also seen this copies of this record where it's just Santa and the Purple People Eater, but it's basically, it's the same record. I don't know why it's got two different titles going on. All right, let's jump ahead to 1978. You might remember this song by the Eagles, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news.
Which was a number 18 song for the Eagles, and that made it the first Christmas song to reach the top 20 on the Billboard Hot 100 since 1963, when Roy Orbison hit with Pretty Paper. But I bet you didn't know that the song is actually a cover. Let us go back to 1960, when Charles Brown wrote and released the song, and it charted the following year in 1961 at number 76.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends. Me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing Silent Night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. Not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
Mm-hmm.
'cause I'll be happy Christmas once again.
That song, Please Come Home for Christmas, charted actually several years on the Christmas single chart for Charles Brown, and actually hit number one on the Christmas chart in 1972. And then it was pretty much forgotten until the Eagles resurrected it a few years later. And since then, well, Bon Jovi has covered it, Gary Allen, Willie Nelson, Martina McBride, a lot of country artists have covered that song, Please Come Home for Christmas. We're coming down to the end. I got two songs left. Now, everybody remembers this song by Bing Crosby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
That goes back to 1942, and then 10 years just later, like the Drifters did this version, 1952.
Like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen.
And that's all well and good, but let me tell you about another group called the Ravens. Now, the Ravens, they were around in the late 40s, believe it or not, and the early 50s. They were composed of James Ricky Ricks and, Warren Birdland Suttles and Leonard Pusey and Ollie Jones, and they got themselves together and called themselves the Ravens, which initiated the trend for vocal groups to name themselves after birds, but they also laid down the foundation for so many of these R&B vocal groups. You can hear their influence in, you know, the Mills Brothers, the Delta Rhythm Boys, the Ink Spots, and I would dare say, the Drifters. Here is the Ravens version of White Christmas from 1948.
Just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Yes, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright. Well, and may all your Christmases be white.
Just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
And last but not least, I'm going to stick with the Ravens, and this is the flip side of White Christmas. It's Silent Night.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nick would soon be there.
Silent Night from the Ravens in 1948, the flip side of their single for White Christmas. The Ravens were actually a pretty popular group for a few years until they finally broke up in the mid-50s. And that's it. I'm calling a full lid on another edition of How Good It Is. Thank you so much for listening to this special edition. As usual, if you want to get in touch with the show, well, you can email me at howgooditispod. And I am, of course, still hanging out on the social media at howgooditis on Twitter or Instagram. You can also visit, like, and follow the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/howgooditispod. And, of course, you can check out the show's website, howgooditis.com, where you might find a few extra little bits. Thank you, as usual, to Podcast Republic for featuring the show. And I also need to give a thanks to a group called No Copyright Music, No Copyright Sounds for the instrumental rendition of O Christmas Tree that you heard at the beginning of the show and here at the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you next time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.